Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Raj Chelaraj, Assistant Secretary of State for Administration at the U.S. Department of State. Also joining us on our conversation is Bonnie Glick, Project Executive at IBM. Raj, given the management changes already underway at the department, where do you see the Bureau of Administration going in, say, the next 5 years?
Sure. If I had to blue sky this, my objective during my tenure is to ensure that the fundamentals are in place and working well, that we have the flexibility to respond to the changes coming in the future, such as the new IT capabilities. And it's a work in progress and certainly will be influenced by the external environment. There will continue to be an evolution to more quicker turnaround, you know, better cycle times, solving issues in real time. To your point about advice for successors, I would say focus really on people. People are the key to making things happen. And I would say attracting a talented, innovative, diverse team of experts on the Bureau team and continuing to do so is very important. We've currently focused on that, and the department and the Bureau need to focus on that. And also the processes. Do the standard operating procedures, are they making sense? And are we doing things the most effective and efficient way possible?
Now, Raj, I understand that Business Week has identified the State Department as one of the top 10 places to launch a career, specifically for new college graduates, and was the only federal agency listed in the top 10. Could you tell us how significant this recognition is to your bureau, and how has this recognition benefited your bureau?
Oh, this recognition is very important. As you know, competition is intense for top-notch employees. And on that list, you'll find many recognizable names who are in the Fortune top 10, top 20 companies. I recently spoke at an entry-level officers conference for those serving on their first or second tour in the Middle Eastern region. And the work experience and the academic credentials these individuals offer the department are very impressive. They represent a wide range of backgrounds and areas of expertise and language skills. This is exactly the type of individual the department needs, both here and overseas.
To that end, and in the spirit of the Business Week ranking, what steps are being taken to attract and maintain a high-quality technical and professional workforce?
That's a great question. The department senior leadership, including Secretary Rice, are fully committed to ensuring the department's workforce reflects the excellence and diversity of America. We want the best and the brightest to come to state, and we are seeking diversity. Now, well-run private companies, as you know, have already realized this and have taken major steps in this direction. Not having diversity is not an option. Look at President Bush's leadership team here at State. In addition to doing diversity, we are also forming partnerships with many organizations, take part in conferences and garner our message in print and electronic media. We have diplomat residents in 17 college campuses currently across the country and growing. We identify, counsel, and mentor. We have broadened outreach to many minority organizations. We need Arab Americans, Turkish Americans, Chinese Americans, Korean Americans, scientists, IT professionals. In terms of the recruiting for the civil service, the department is one of the most active participants in the President's Management Fellows Program. In FY 2004, we ranked second among overall government agencies for employing the Presidential Management Fellows. We've expanded the Career Entry Program, which is a two-year career development program open to the public with positions in areas like contract management, personnel management, financial management, and other areas. In addition, we've done something fairly unique. We have a number of students, interns, and career development programs. We have something called the STARS program, which is a student program that allows students to work part-time on Freedom of Information Act issues and declassification programs. We have something called CLIMB, which is an entry-level career ladder program for logistics professionals. State really is reaching out to ensure that we have the best and the brightest workforce, and that is why I believe that we are on the top 10 list.
It is fantastic, and it's quite an accomplishment. Attracting employees is important. Retaining employees is important. How do you ensure that your employees have the appropriate training and skills to do their jobs? What's your organization doing to ensure that it has the right staff mix to meet the upcoming challenges that will be faced by the Department of State?
Bonnie, the department established a civil service training continuum, which is a tool designed to be a career planning roadmap and a means to ensure that an employee systematically acquires the knowledge and skills needed for successful performance from entry level to senior level. In addition, we have identified certain types of trainings as mandatory for all employees, or in some cases specifically for employees at a grade level. Give you some of these examples: computer security awareness training, mandatory leadership training, equal employment opportunity, diversity awareness. Our bureau works with our colleagues at the Foreign Service Institute to develop and teach a variety of courses, both classroom and distant learning courses, on topics such as emergency preparedness, grants management, procurement. I mentioned the management immersion program that we have sponsored. I personally encourage and support our own staff to participate in external training opportunities such as the Department of Defense National War College and the Department of Agriculture Leadership Programs. One of our own special assistants will start at the National War College this August.
Raj, there's an ongoing discussion around government and even in the private sector about the pending retirement wave. How are you preparing for this within your organization?
Sure. Happy to address that. Along with the rest of the federal government, this is an important human capital issue at the State Department. As part of the department's broad succession strategy, we have developed numerous initiatives and programs designed to ensure we have the right number of people with the right skills to carry the department's mission. The Foreign Service System, which is roughly 60% of our workforce, is an up-or-out career system. Higher-level positions needs will be met by those already in the system through promotion and seasoned employees according to anticipated needs at each level. With the civil service, currently 14% or so of our civil service workforce is eligible to retire, and by 2010, nearly one-third of our civil service workforce will be eligible to retire. This is a fairly sizable challenge for the Department of State. To prepare for this, we have undertaken several initiatives under the leadership of the Director General. The Foreign Service Institute School of Leadership and Management Development ensures the leadership training is part of every employee's career path. We project that by the end of the first quarter of 2007, 100% of the State Department's target population of roughly 7,000 mid-level employees will have completed this program. There is the Senior Executive Threshold Seminar, which is a mandatory 2.5-week course for employees newly promoted to the Senior Executive Service or the Senior Foreign Service. Mentoring is also emphasized in the department, both for our civil service employees and foreign service employees. Our own Bureau of Administration also promotes and encourages using individual development plans for our employees. The individual development plans, or IDPs as they're known, is a statement of long and short-term career goals and development objectives that provides a systematic approach to the training needs of employees. By planning needed training and experiences in consultation with their supervisors, employees are better able to develop the knowledge, skills, and abilities to contribute to the organization and achieving their career goals, and more importantly, meeting the department's mission.
Raj, we're coming to the end of our time, but I want to ask, given your diverse and highly successful federal career, what advice would you give to a person who perhaps is considering a career in public service?
That's a great question, and that's a great last question. First, I highly encourage everyone to work in the public sector. The government needs innovative, dedicated, and energized people. As you consider what you want to pursue, I would remind your listeners, do what you're really passionate about. This may mean your career follows a non-traditional path. It certainly has for me. When I started my career, I did not plan to be the Assistant Secretary of State for Administration. Lastly, I would also say, work hard, do your job well, and you will get recognized and rewarded.
That's fantastic advice. We have reached the end of our time. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. But more importantly, Bonnie and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to our country across the various roles you've held in our government.
Thanks again. It's been a delight being here. In summary, as you can see, we in the Bureau of Administration touch a lot. We work hard at making diplomacy work better. And thanks again for the opportunity to speak to your listeners and share with them our mission and programs. And I'd encourage our listeners to look at www.state.gov for very timely information relating to the Department of State. Thanks again, and it's been a pleasure.
Great, thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Raj Chellaraj, Assistant Secretary of State for Administration at the U.S. Department of State. My co-host has been Bonnie Glick, Project Executive within IBM. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.